Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. It is the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning. We're going to talk about A Chorus Line, July 25th through September 16th. And we've got some people involved in the show. And, of course, we have Patrick Ahern here this morning. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
We roll on A Chorus Line. This is a show. I know several people and several people that go to a lot of, I think they're season ticket holders at Riverside, mm-hmm. have told me for years this is the show they're waiting for. We've talked about this before, that this is a big show just as far as just the number of people involved.
Well, I mean, it's a big show because it's iconic. I mean, A Chorus Line, you know, I've said this many times on the stage, but Chorus Line was the Hamilton of its day. Back in 1975, you could not touch a ticket to see that show. So it's got big name recognition, especially for theater lovers. And like you said, a lot of our patrons have asked for the show. I remember back when I first got here 8 years ago, I used to see it written on comment cards where people would say, when are you going to do A Chorus Line? I used to say, oh, I don't know. That's probably something we won't do for quite some time. So here we are. And I'm telling you something, it's going to be absolutely terrific. Yeah.
I can't wait to see it just because knowing what I can't wait to see what the set looks like.
Yeah.
Knowing what you do to with sets, the people you have that create sets for every show are just top notch.
Yeah, and this will be very nice as well. They've been putting up the set these last couple of days, and it's going up smoothly, and it looks great. And but this is just a tremendous show. Of course, it won the Pulitzer Prize for drama back in 1975-76 too. So, you know, some people may think that it is just a story about dancers, but or that all they're going to see is a lot of dancing and singing. But boy, the stories of all the individual dancers and their life stories it goes from really funny to really poignant and touching, and it's just, I think, a perfect show.
Well, when you said just a few minutes ago about, you know, early on in your early days when people were saying, when are you going to do this? And you were like, eh. The fact that you're able to do this now shows, at least it would say to me, that there is just so much growth has occurred over the years at Riverside in what you're able to do and what you're able to present.
It's all about raising the bar. It's all about progressing. You know, you can't get stale as a theater, as a performing arts center. You've got to constantly be trying new things, constantly being the best that you can possibly be. And, you know, one of the things, a show like this, as much as we want to appeal to a lot of the actors that are in immediate area, a show like this requires the expertise from a lot of performers that are outside of our area. And thank God for housing and all that kind of stuff, because I think this show, I have brought in the most amount of people from outside our area for A Chorus Line. So yeah, it's just, I can't say enough. I've been, you know, paying attention to rehearsals and watching, and it's such a nice bunch of people. You know, you put a cast together and you pray to God that everybody likes
yeah.
each other and everybody gets along. And sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. But not only are these people incredibly talented, but they're just a nice group of human beings to work with and watch. So I think this is going to be one of our best shows. Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel good then about the rest of this show, because you've brought a couple of people in. So I know right off the bat that they're nice people.
Exactly. Probably two of the nicer ones. No, I shouldn't say that. But yeah, no, Justin Emilio, who got his master's degree at Virginia Commonwealth University. And actually, we go way back. We didn't know each other then. Yeah. But Justin is from where I grew up in upstate New York, near Syracuse, New York. But Justin is the co-director and choreographer with Penny Ann Moss, who you've met
she's
several
been
times.
Here several times, yeah. Yes. So she's involved in this one too.
Yeah, she's involved in this as well. And then Sam Brackley is brand new to us. Really talented human being that not only is a great dancer but great singer, great actor. Got to be a triple threat to be in this show. And I'm happy to say Sam's got it going. He's got a great career ahead of him. But but then Sam's from Richmond, so he comes. He's not living in Richmond now. He's a New Yorker, but he actually gets to come back to this area. So yeah. Welcome, gentlemen.
It's great to have you here. Sam, I'll start off with you since you're a Richmond native. So you grew up in Richmond?
I did. I grew up in Richmond. I was a part of Spark, the school of the performing arts there, and spread my wings and flew off to Harrisonburg to go to JMU,
yeah.
Musical theater there. And I've worked around in D.C., did a cruise ship, and now I'm up in New York City.
How young were you when you knew this is what you wanted to do?
It's kind of funny. The show addresses, you know, what it's like to be a young person and deciding what you want to do with the rest of your life and deciding that you want to be a performer. And I have a story that kind of mimics, I guess, a lot of characters in the show. I was really young when I decided that I wanted to be a performer. I was 8 years old, I think I watched The Wizard of Oz for the first time and decided that I wanted to sing and dance like Judy Garland and all the other people on the Yellow Brick Road. So that was my story, yeah.
Justin, how about you? When did theater and performing arts get you?
I was actually very young. As Patrick said, our connection geographically goes way back. I was born in Syracuse, New York, and went to college in Patrick's hometown in Cortland, New York. And he was born in Cortland, right?
Yeah.
And went to college in Syracuse.
Yeah.
And we found that out, 7 or 8 years ago?
Yeah.
When I was lucky enough to do Anything Goes here with Penny. And so for me, I was very, very young. I was playing – I started playing hockey when I was 4, and then – pretty soon after that, realized I wanted to, and I don't know where it came from, I wanted to be on stage. And I think I started when I was 13 or 14 with some of the people. There's names that I can say and only Patrick will know who I'm talking about from my childhood, from years past. I think I officially started when I was around 13 or 14. And then I started out as an actor in musical theater for many years. Got my undergraduate degree in musical theater performance at SUNY Cortland. And then pretty soon after graduating, decided I wanted to try to work my way into director choreographer territory. And then sort of it started from there.
Having been an actor and now a director, you understand what everyone in the production is going through, I guess.
In a way, yeah. I think it really helps me to have been an actor for a really long time because that is how I approach actors as a director. I'm very much on the actor side, trying to figure out a way to work with them and make them the absolute best they can be within the confines of the show. And with a show like this, which is all about a director choreographer's interaction with actors during an audition process. It's amazing how unique this particular story is, yet true to life and universal. The struggle for acceptance, finding out who you are, standing in your truth, and living your dream really is.
We're going to talk about A Chorus Line. It's at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, July 25th through September 16th. It is Justin Emilio here, Sam Brackley, and Patrick Ahern. More coming up after we take this break. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WF.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shubin.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. We're talking about a chorus line at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford, July 25th through September 16th. Patrick Ahern here from the Riverside. Sam Brackley is part of the production. And one of the directors and the choreographer, Justin Emilio, here with a chorus line. Justin, Patrick talked about just this show and some of the complexities. As a director with choreography, I'm sure you're busy with this. What are some of the challenges that you've encountered putting all this together?
Well, what I think is wonderful about approaching the show with a partner like Penny Ann Moss is that we really get to play to our strengths and really support each other in the whole process, and the actors as well. So working with Penny is always an absolute joy, and we approach it from the absolute essence of story. What is this show about? What is our take on it? How do we feel that it celebrates humanity? And Chorus Line, you couldn't get a show that celebrates humanity and its diversity more, especially not for the time in which it was written. And I think I was very lucky to be asked to work on this production with her and with Patrick to bring it to light. So I think the challenging part for me is helping every actor know that what they are bringing to their characters is absolutely fabulous, and how to take it up notches from there every time, because these characters have been played thousands of times by thousands of different unique and wonderful people, and every time it's new. There will be one person in every audience at least that has never experienced this show before. So Sam will be the first Paul they ever see, and what a treat that's going to be. And I always think of it from that end, how important it is to help our actors trust themselves and shine on stage.
Sam, have you ever done a chorus line before?
I have. I actually just finished up playing Paul in a chorus line at Mill Mountain Theater right before coming to do this show. So I'm very happy to be back on the line, as they say.
Wow. So the adjustment for you hasn't been, I mean, you're going from one place to the other. But I guess every show and every cast and all the dynamics, everything's new and different.
It is. It's funny. It's I've never repeated a show or a role before. So it's kind of been a really interesting curveball to be thrown, to come into this production playing the same character in a different production, I guess, of the same show. But it is, I've been surprised at how different it is, you know, just with a different line of people there, you know, standing next to you, how it affects how you play your character and how the story's told. And you know, it's really cool to see the different ways that this particular production can be, this story can be told.
How did you find out about Riverside, or when you auditioned for all this? And how did they find you, Sam?
I found them.
Of course you did.
You know me. Yeah. No, I reached out to Sam because, you know, I am very heavily involved in the casting process. You know,
yeah.
I mean, we have all our guest people that come in, but I take my job seriously, and my name is on everything. And so when we go to casting, it's a hard show to cast. But Sam's name had come up because he had done a production of La Cage aux Folles at Signature Theater. And then in the research, I saw that he was doing the show at Mill Mountain. So I told Penny and Justin, I said, I'm just going to reach out to this young man and see if he's available. And I called
him. Glad he reached out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he's just been, you know, delightful to deal with. So that's how it all happened. Yeah.
You are all knowing, and you're always lurking out there and watching for things. It's interesting because sometimes you'll see someone in a production, you know, that they're doing now, and 2 years later, 2.5, 3 years later, yep, sometimes you'll think that, you know, you remember those kind of things.
I'm always watching. I watch everything. I look at everything. I read everything. I listen about who's who and who's great. And then I kind of store that information because there's times I've auditioned people and 2 years later I, you know, will use them, or submissions that we had. I mean, the gentleman that just played Quasimodo for us in Hunchback, Penny and I saw him in an audition like 2 or 3 years ago in New York, and I remembered him. And, you know, we had seen a bunch of people, and I kept coming back to that's the one, that's the one, that's the one. And sure enough. So, yeah. That's just something I think I've learned having been a performer all my life and being involved in productions where I've been observant of other directors and casting people. So, yeah.
Well, Sam, I think in your case, that's a good illustration that you never know who's watching you, and each time you're on the stage, you just never know who's out in the audience or who's kind of, you know, thinking, you know, I might want you at my place,
absolutely,
you know, next time.
Yeah, it's you know, it's part of the idea of, you know, the show must go on. Give every performance everything you got because you never know who's watching.
Yeah.
And reputation is key because in a case mm-hmm. like Sam, before I knew who knew him and whatever, you know, I said, God, he's a talented young man. He's just done the show. So then I'm chatting with people and, you know, I've mentioned Sherry Edelin quite a few mm-hmm. times, and you know how Sherry and I are very good friends and she works closely with me on a lot of things at Riverside. I said to Sherry, did you work with Sam Brackley? Oh my God, she just had nothing but nice things to say about him. And then our new wardrobe supervisor, Chilcott, I said, she was just asking, how's the casting going? I went, well, I think and then I mentioned his name. Oh my God, did she go to school? No, you guys didn't go.
We did Lacage together.
Yeah, you did Lacage, but you didn't go to school together. Yeah. So, and when you know somebody's really talented and then people start saying really nice things about mm-hmm. you, it's really a great thing in this business to have a good reputation.
Yeah, no, we're in the theater, but in yeah. life in general, I'm just thinking yeah. whether we're talking theater specifically, yeah. but no matter what you do,
yeah.
you
yeah.
just you never know who's watching you or who you're going to talk to, somebody who knows yeah. you, and it
absolutely
can be a deal breaker. If any one of those people would have said, yeah, he's talented, but.
Yeah.
So,
well, knowing me, I always go for the talent first. So if I got to deal with some things, I will, you know, I'll always deal. I don't cut my nose to spite my face. But we've been very fortunate to have some really nice people work for us. Yeah.
We are talking about the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning. A Chorus Line, July 25th through September 16th. We should talk about tickets because
yeah,
it's shows now are hard to get tickets to. You've got to know what you want, and sometimes maybe even have to settle for something different if you don't get involved quickly.
The one thing I'm going to say about this show, if people who waited too long to get their tickets for Hunchback because they weren't sure what it was going to be, they didn't know if it was going to be whatever, and then nobody could get tickets at the end. This is going to be a very similar situation because, yes, the show has its fans, but I think a lot of people in this area probably don't know exactly what a chorus line is. I'm telling you right now, you're going to absolutely love it. And if you're going to wait 4 weeks until people start talking about it, and then they go, you're not going to get the seats that you want. You have come to recognize in this area that we are doing some pretty spectacular productions at Riverside. So trust the fact that you're going to see a great show and take a chance. Don't wait until you hear all about it, how great it is. Later on, come out and see this show. And the other thing I've been saying, you know, for people in this day and age who really enjoy watching the dance competition shows on television, like Dancing with the Stars or So You Think You Could Dance, or what's the one J-Lo has on? She has one now,
World
too.
World of Dance?
Not that this show is anything like the dance competition shows, because it's an incredible story with the precision mm-hmm. choreography. But if you enjoy watching the competition shows and seeing how they pick up choreography and then how they execute them in the finals, this is a show that you will love. I mean, just to watch the incredible dancing that is done on the stage. So I think it's a banquet to, you know, come to and get all this great talent.
And I'm glad you mentioned, I mean, because there are just the shows coming out of Riverside now are just spectacular. And for Mamma Mia, I waited, and I think the night I went, you got me the last two tickets,
mm-hmm.
and I sat in the back. I sat in the very back. There was the very back row, and I will say that even though it was the back row, it was you anywhere you sit in Riverside, it's a good seat.
Oh, it's a good seat. Yeah, of course.
But
the
don't
wait. A show like Mamma Mia, that was, you know, sold out so quickly because everybody's dying to see Mamma Mia. You know, yeah, no, you don't want to. If you wait till the last half of the run of the show, you're going to have a hard time getting the seat that you want. So come out in the beginning. We're ready. This show's ready to go. You know, there's no like, well, we like to give it a week so it gets settled. No.
Yeah.
see it now, and then you're going to love it so much you want to come back
come
and
back,
see it again.
Exactly. RiversideDT.com is the website, RiversideDT.com, and the phone number is
540-370-4300. And the website is RiversideDT.com.
It's a Chorus Line, July 25th through September 16th. Patrick Ahern is here, Sam Brackley is here, and Justin Emilio. More coming up, and we'll continue to talk about the show and some other things going on at Riverside. It is a happening place. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered this morning in part by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. A Chorus Line at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, July 25th through September 16th. RiversideDT.com for tickets or 370-4300. Patrick Ahern, Sam Brackley, and Justin Emilio here to talk about it. Patrick, this is the 100th production at Riverside. We could do a whole show on that. That in itself makes this really special.
It's pretty. I mean, I think in this day and age, any theater that keeps it going for 20 years, it's a pretty great feat to do that. You know, it's very expensive to produce quality shows and get it all together and get it supported. So it's a great testament to this community that they have supported Riverside for this year and have enabled us to do our 100th production.
And just the fact, just to, when you take a look, because you think of the Ron Wyman, the founder, and what it was, because he's been gone now about 4 years.
February 2014, yeah.
Yeah, and just how you've continued to move the bar. You know, like you said, you're setting the bar higher and higher, and the kinds of things that are going on at Riverside right now are just terrific. Not only the productions, a Chorus Line, but some of these one-time shows you're doing, and you're doing camps, and you've got stuff going for kids, and there's a lot of energy right now there.
Well, when you know, right after Mr. Wayman died, it was my whole pitch for us to evolve more as a performing arts center. You know, it was always known as the Riverside Dinner Theater, and there's nothing wrong with dinner theater. But I think there's a certain perception sometimes with dinner theater. And my whole appeal when I got here was, let's be great theater, and oh, you have the convenience of having your dinner too, rather than being known as a dinner theater. And I think that's made a difference. I think people have, you know, recognized that they come to see a really great show, and more people too. Some people don't have the time to go through 2 hours of dinner service and then another 2.5 hours of a show. So we've made it very clear to people that you can just come and see the show. You don't have to do the whole experience. And we have a light fare menu in the bar, and it, you know. But I think it's important that we continue to evolve as the performing arts center for this community. As we, you know, we grow and we look at 5 and 10 years down the road, you know, it's good to be the best that you can be. And you're only going to be the best that you can be as you continue to evolve and see what's around you and see what the others are doing as well. So that's my mission for, I guess, a good long while more.
I hope so. We want no surprises and no farewell shows.
No.
So, no. But I will. This 100th is a really in sometime over the next couple of months we'll do a show and talk
sure.
more and get into that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to touch on that really does make this a this is really a landmark landmark show. Sam, with you for A Chorus Line, and Justin touched on it, that A Chorus Line, besides a lot of dancing and singing, and it's in some ways you get to kind of see some of the behind the scenes of what you go through in shows, but there really is just a lot of character development in this show, of where we get to know a lot of people, and you're one of the people we get to know. You're Paul.
We get to know Paul quite a bit over the course of the show. Paul, you know, it's funny. I think of the show as a musical comedy, but I think that Paul is kind of like a very dramatic one act play within, you know, kind of a musical comedy. Yeah, he's had a bit of a hard life, and we get to see some of that. And it's really fun to get a chance to kind of go to those really intense places as an actor. I tend to play a lot of musical comedy schmucks myself. So Paul is a little bit different than what I normally do, but I really enjoy working on him and telling his story.
Any certain song or any part of this of A Chorus Line that personally that you really relate to, and do you have a favorite part of this show?
I think my favorite part of the show is dancing with the rest of the line. Definitely, Paul has a moment in the second act that's where we really get to know him. He's on stage talking for about 10 minutes, just standing on stage and telling his story. And I think that's the most important part for Paul. It's the most kind of pivotal moment for him in his arc. But I think as far as my favorite moment goes, it's definitely having fun and dancing and kind of relishing in the joy of dance and why we do this.
Justin, part of this show, it seems we get to meet a lot of the characters, but then also there's a lot of individual parts to this, but then there's also just kind of the community part of it, and you know, there's all of them together. It's a lot of different shows. A Chorus Line is a lot of different things are going on.
Yeah, Sam actually said it really, really well. He said how Paul sort of has his own one act within the show. I almost think it is at once 17 different shows. It's Judy's show. It's Paul's show. It's Zach's show. It's Cassie's show. But they all have their own unique rhythms. But within that, the community, at least that I have found on stage my entire life, is its own world. And I think this show does a beautiful job of delineating that. Every character is having their own unique experience, yet collectively they are having a first as well. Zach, as a director choreographer as the character of the director choreographer that created the show they are auditioning for, he is mixing up the audition. He is trying out new things. He's asking personal questions that usually do not happen, especially not at that time in an audition situation, let alone now. And they are being confronted from all angles. He expects perfect dancing and wonderful singing and honest acting, as well as them to share a bit of who they are. So you see that on the individual level, and the line itself is revelatory in the way that it evolves throughout the evening.
How true to life is A Chorus Line to what really happens behind the scenes at any kind of production?
What's really interesting about this is Michael Bennett, the man who, along with Marvin Hamlisch and Edward Kleban and Dante Piero, Michael Bennett started this show. Patrick mentioned earlier how this is this was the Hamilton of
its day. I never thought of it, but that's a great way to describe this, because this had such a long run.
Well, Michael, it revolutionized. Chorus Line itself, starting from Michael Bennett, revolutionized the way that shows were workshopped in this country, and it started from interview tapes Michael Bennett did personally with many, many dancers. And the characters you see on the line are composites of these real interview tapes that he did, in which he asked them, how old were you when you started dancing? Why did you start dancing? And what would you do if you couldn't dance anymore? And out of real dancers in the 70s, their honest answers to these questions to Michael Bennett, a phenomenal director choreographer of his day, who created Chorus Line and all that you see, they devised this musical. So it's interesting you ask, like, how honest is it? It is absolutely from.
Isn't that interesting?
A sort of an audio documentary in a way. And of course, theatricality was added, absolutely. But these people, these characters are based on many, many real people.
And the character of Zach, who is the director in the show, is based on Michael Bennett. Mm-hmm. And his own relationship with one of the ladies on the line, Donna McKechnie, who was the original Cassie. Mm-hmm. They had a real relationship. And so all that was evolving in this production at the time.
That really
of course,
happened.
Michael Bennett didn't play Zach. It was Robert Lapone, mm-hmm. Patti Lupone's brother.
Yep.
But that relationship was pretty much true to life at what was going on. Yeah. And the show, like Hamilton, was born at the New York Shakespeare Festival, mm-hmm. the public theater, yep. Downtown in the Village. Mm-hmm.
And it workshopped, went off-Broadway, mm-hmm. and then it moved to yep. Broadway, just like yep. Hamilton, actually, in many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen a Chorus Line, but isn't it – because you just reminded me of it, about what would you do if you weren't acting? Because mm-hmm. isn't – Chorus Line, somebody gets hurt. Isn't that what it – okay.
It's Paul.
Oh, it's Paul. You're right. Okay. Yeah. And that's like a real –
spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'll be watching. I knew it was somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't say anything else because it's like a real – when you said that, all of a sudden it was like, that's it.
Yeah.
Because it has been a while.
Yeah.
But the Hamilton thing and here's – we've never really talked about the Hamilton phenomenon, and especially with it being now in D.C., you know, mm-hmm. when tickets were in D.C. And so many people, that's all they have focused on. And I have said to mm-hmm. people – you know, if you get tickets or whenever, that's fine. But, you know, there's some really good theater going on here.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. I've been involved in this business for many years. And I was part of an original show that
yes,
was very iconic at its time. But back in 1987, when Les Mis was – there was that show. But there was still room for a lot of other great shows. It seems as shows get more expensive to produce, and like in this day and age of Hamilton, it's become so iconic, it's become so status, and it's become so expensive that I think as great as it is, it also hurts the theater a little bit because, you know, you can't go into New York and spend $400 for a ticket to a show and see five or six or seven of them, mm-hmm. especially if you have your family or and we're looking at our youth that are coming up through the ranks today. That's the future of the business. And, you know, as a kid, even before I knew I wanted to do this, I remember my parents taking me to see a Broadway show and it was fascinating, you know. So as great as Hamilton is, I don't want to take anything away from it. You know, I'm not trying to be a downer here. It's an interesting period now where you see less and less of shows hanging around. When one show is anointed as being the second coming, mm-hmm. there's some other great shows that fall by the wayside, such as, and I'll bring up another bit of history. In 1975, there was a show that opened the same season as Chorus Line with Cheetah Rivera and Jerry Orbach and Gwen Verdon, and that show was called Chicago. And it didn't last more than 2 years because A Chorus Line was the show that, I mean, I remember as a kid when my parents, we got to see Chorus Line because you weren't any, it was status.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you didn't see such and such, you're nothing if you can't get tickets to that show. And so why did I go off on this tangent? But I mean.
I got you. We've never talked about this, but it's bugged me.
But just. I think we have to be careful. What you said is there's a lot of other great things going on, too. And as much as we want to pay due to a show that is incredibly artistic and you know, the music and mm-hmm. for what it is. Make sure you give the other things a chance.
That was my thing. Instead of paying $1,500 to go up and see Hamilton, why don't you get a couple of season tickets at the Riverside?
Thank you, Ted.
I have made that argument to some people that it's not worth it.
Yep,
it's
exactly.
not worth it. Go up and see. I have so many fond memories of just in the last year, just some terrific things that have happened, just certain scenes that will – iconic scenes.
Yeah.
And we're about to see that again.
Exactly.
And usually I don't do the spoiler alerts, and I didn't realize – usually I run this by you the first time. But Sam, you really have what a key role you have in this whole show.
Yeah, I feel so lucky to get to say Paul's words and to dance – have his slot on the line, as they say, I guess.
To do a big show like this, Justin, you almost have to have, like, you know, you and Penny Ann, and you know, you've got a couple of directors, and you've got choreography. I mean, there's a lot to this show, on that stage going on.
Yeah, there absolutely is. Yeah, there are many, many moving parts to this show, and like I said, it is just, I'm so fortunate to be able to be sharing that with Penny Ann Moss, because there's nobody else I'd rather bite off a big chunk of musical theater history with. We've been really fortunate to work together, and we work so well together. And I think what's wonderful is you're going to see some of the original choreography from the master himself, Michael Bennett. You're going to see some of Penny's choreography, some of our collaboration together, and you're going to see our take on what this show is for the Riverside audience, and we're really, really proud of it.
Is Penny Ann, she's a professor. Is it TCU?
TCU, yeah.
So usually she has some students or...
We have a few in the show.
Come up from TCU to do this.
Yeah.
So, and she's done, at least three or four shows with you, maybe
more. Oh, it's more than that. Okay. Now. She started with me with Cabaret back in 2012. This has got to be 11? Her... Is it her 11?
I thought she said 11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Then there you
one
have
or
it.
Three or four.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the other things I want to mention, Ted, too, with the chorus line is the music. Music for this show is so iconic. Mm-hmm. And the composer, Marvin Hamlisch, is just one of the greatest. And I have had the great fortune to actually work with Marvin Hamlisch closely.
We are learning all kinds of things this morning.
Back in the mid-90s, I was his singer for all his about a year and a half of his concert tour. So I got to really spend some time with him and learn from him. I was at his apartment on Park Avenue learning all the music that I had to do in the concerts, and was there when Barbara Streisand would call him and he'd have to break for moments because he was working on her that big concert that she did at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And I was like a kid in the candy store when he hired me. Just some really interesting moments and what a great man and what a great musician. He was impeccable, and we would go to each venue to do sound checks with these wonderful regional symphonies. I just watched how he could hear if a violin was out of tune.
Yeah.
He you know, it was just tremendous. And each night when we would do this concert, and it was his show, I would come on to sing about three or four of his songs, he would open the show with a chorus line suite, and to hear, you know, anywhere from 75 pieces to 100-piece symphony orchestras play, you know, the music from a chorus line, I will never forget it as long as I live. And I have to tell this because it's just a great moment, but my first night with him was singing with the Kansas City Symphony, and my mom and dad couldn't be there, but they were going to get to meet him when we sang in D.C., but I was so excited. I was on a payphone. Standing off stage as they were playing a chorus line suite, and I was talking to my mother and father, and I said, "Can you hear that? Isn't this amazing? I'm just about to take the stage. Marvin Hamlisch is going to introduce me."
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's an honor to be able to do this. Sadly, he passed away a few years ago, much too young at 68 years old. But but his music, you know, we all know he wore The Way We Were for Streisand and the theme to The Sting. And I mean... just a great man and a brilliant, brilliant musician. So to the music for Chorus Line will go down in history as some of the best. Yeah.
370-4300 for tickets for a Chorus Line at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford, July 25th through September 16th, or riversidedt.com. We need to take a quick break. We'll wrap this up with Patrick Ahern, Sam Brackley, and Justin Emilio. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. It's a chorus line at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, July 25th through September 16th. Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director at the Riverside here this morning, and he brings along with him Sam Brackley, who is Paul, and Justin Emilio, who is the director and the choreographer. It always happens that when Patrick brings you guys in, I'm so excited now to see this show, because as Patrick, we just talked about the music, the storyline, the dancing, the acting. Now, Justin, there's a lot goes on in a couple of hours in this show. This is a can't miss opportunity around this that we really are lucky to have in this area.
Yeah, I think the show is quite a journey, and you really get a chance to see inside these actors, these dancers' heads, and understand who they are and where they came from. And every story is unique, and just as every actor is unique. And I think the world that is built out of their honesty is really the testament to time that Chorus Line is.
For you, Sam, it's great to meet you. You've got a connection to from the Richmond area. You went to JMU, and that speaks well of the program over at the theater program at JMU. And you are Paul in the production.
I am Paul. I am back on the line. Happy to be here. It's such a— the show is a singular sensation, as they say, in it. And I'm just happy to be here and happy to be representing JMU and their musical theater program.
100th production, which we'll do a show and talk more about that, Patrick. Mm-hmm. But again, this really is— you've done a lot of iconic shows in the last year and a half, and this— add that to the list of just a number of the type of theater we are all getting introduced to, or mm-hmm. reintroduced to, or just having in our backyard is terrific.
Yeah. This show, though, is a gem in the musical theater history. I would have to say this show is top 10 of all time best. It doesn't get much better than this. So there's a lot of iconic shows like a Mamma Mia and things like— but when we speak about Chorus Line, it has to go in the Bible of truly the best. And the marriage between the music, the dance, the story, it doesn't get much better than this. Speaking of the music, too, I want to mention our incredible music director and conductor for the show, Angie Benson. She's brand new to the area. Her husband is at Mary Washington University as a technical director for the theater department. And Angie has a connection to Chorus Line, too. She was the associate conductor on one of the last national tours of the show. So we have her expertise as well. So all these great tidbits. Get your tickets. Come and see this great show.
RiversideDT.com, 370-4300. Patrick Ahern, Sam Brackley, Justin Emilio, thank you all.
Thanks, Ted.
Look forward to hearing good things about this. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for
Thanks
your serious
for
money.
To Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.